A brave and startling truth.
We, this people on a small and lonely planet, traveling through casual space, past aloof stars, across the way of indifferent suns, to a destination where all signs tell us. It is possible, an imperative that we learn, a brave and startling truth. And when we come to it, to the day of peacemaking, when we release our fingers from fists of hostility and allow the pure air to cool our palms, when we come to it, when the curtain falls on the minstrel show of hate and faces suited with scorn are scrubbed clean, when battlefields and Coliseum no longer rake our unique and particular sons and daughters up with the bruised and bloody grass to lie in identical plots in foreign soil, when the rapacious storming of the churches, the screaming racket in the temples have ceased, when the pennants are waving gaily, when the banners of the world tremble stoutly in the good clean breeze, when we come to it, when we let the rifles fall from our shoulders and children dress their dolls in flags of truce, when landmines of death have been removed and the aged can walk into evenings of peace, when religious ritual is not perfumed by the incense of burning flesh and childhood dreams are not kicked awake by nightmares of abuse, when we come to it, then we will confess that not the pyramids with their stones set in mysterious perfection, nor the gardens of Babylon hanging as eternal beauty in our collective memory, nor the Grand Canyon kindled into delicious color by western sunsets, nor the Danube flowing its blue soul into Europe, nor the sacred peak of Mount Fuji stretching to the rising sun, neither Father Amazon nor Mother Mississippi, who without favor nurture all creatures in the depths and on the shores, these are not the only wonders of the world. When we come to it, we, this people on this minuscule and kithless globe, who reach daily for the bomb, the blade, and the dagger, yet who petition in the dark for tokens of peace, we, this people on this mote of matter, in whose mouths abide cankerous words which challenge our very existence, yet, out of those same mouths come songs of such exquisite sweetness that the heart falters in its labor and the body is quieted into awe. We, this people on this small and drifting planet, whose hands can strike with such abandon that in a twinkling life is sapped from the living, yet those same hands can touch with such healing, irresistible tenderness, that the haughty neck is happy to bow, and the proud back is glad to bend. Out of such chaos, of such contradiction, we learn that we are neither devils nor divines. When we come to it, we this people on this wayward, floating body, created on this earth, of this earth, have the power to fashion for this earth a climate where every man and every woman can live freely, without sanctimonious piety, without crippling fear. When we come to it, we must confess that we are the possible, we are the miraculous, the true wonder of this world. That is when, and only when, we come to it.
It's difficult these days to think about the future and not feel sad. I think that's why I left, to drift full of intent through time and space. If there is a brave and startling truth to be found, it is here, as an observer of our tiny rock spinning through a vast, dark universe, as I see it, thinking of how our civilization has grown, how human beings have evolved to the present day. If we've come this far, there's got to be a future that's bigger, braver, bolder, better and brighter. I'm trying to think of how sure Maya Angelou was of this truth as she wrote it down. And then there's a man called Musk. He says, if you get up in the morning and think the future is going to be better, it is a bright day. Otherwise, it's not. Maybe we can find it. We've got to innovate. Technological improvements are inevitable. Exiting the fossil fuel era is inevitable. To believe in the possibilities so that we can determine the probabilities, we've got to fail. And we've got to be peaceful about it all. If people and peace are our truest wonders, the proctors of parity, the propellers of progress, the protectors of the planet, then peaceful people should be our only purpose. The eventual truth. And while it will be brave, hopefully, it won't startle. It'll be a new normal.